This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Again, this is the third Friday that I have filled in for Brian and Corey Myers here doing that. And I'm feeling like I'm going to have to invite you over to dinner, David Lightman. I really think that maybe because, you know, we're kind of getting to know each other here now. Yeah. Oh, okay. Hello, Dave. Are you there?
I'm right here.
There you are, David. Wonderful. I said we're getting to know each other because I've been filling in so much. So I'm going to have to have you over for dinner at one point.
I want to know about this generous vacation package that Brian gets.
Yeah, right? That's what I said. All of a sudden, Mr. Three-Day Weekend, because he's got, you know, he knows I'm on the back burner over here going, I'll do it. That's fine.
Hey, fine with me.
There you go. All right. So McClatchy Newspapers, D.C., let's talk, first of all, about Senator Mitch McConnell. Is he okay? He fell twice yesterday.
Yeah. You know, he's, what, 82 years old. Mm. He fell last year. He froze up during a press conference. It's hard to judge. I mean, does he look okay? No. But he's still there. He's still working. I mean, you can still talk to him, and he knows his stuff. But again, he's 80-some years old, and age takes a toll on you.
Yes, my mother always used to say, you slow down and you get afraid of everything. Those were her favorite words. So I was looking at some stuff that the president is trying to get done. I know one of the things that really didn't sit well with a lot of people was the fact that he signed the Riley Gaines bill that would be more strict as far as taking care of migrants that commit serious crimes. Why do people have such a hard time with this?
Oh, Lake and Riley bill you're talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lake and Riley. I'm sorry,
right.
My bad.
Yeah. You know, this is a big controversy because this bill, at least on paper, there's no due process. In other words, if in theory, if you steal a candy bar and you happen to be an undocumented immigrant, they can detain you and they can deport you before there's a court hearing.
Ugh.
And now, that said, a lot of Democrats voted for this. I can't remember the exact number, but it wasn't 5 or 6. It was 45, 50, something like that. I know for our papers, we have a lot of papers in California, 6 Democrats in so-called liberal California voted for this. So it was a real message on immigration. Part of the problem is they're looking for ways to identify undocumented immigrants. And this is, frankly, a lot easier than just, you know, storming an apartment or something. So they're going to check. And the question is, can state officials do anything? In other words, if you're in a sanctuary city or a sanctuary state where the state and local officials don't have to necessarily cooperate with federal immigration officials, does this apply? Apparently it does. Apparently federal officials can enforce federal law no matter where you are.
So now families and doctors at this point also are suing, I guess, the president, the federal government. I'm not exactly sure how that works, over another bill that he signed that would put a stop to gender-affirming care for trans youth. Now, that, you know, obviously causing a lot of controversy, you know, on both sides, really.
Yeah, this is a tougher one politically. The immigration bill, if I can go back to that for a minute, one reason that attracted so much Democratic support is because the voters sent a message. They want something done about undocumented immigrants who are not here for asylum. They want undocumented immigrants with criminal records out of the country. And so that was not that difficult a vote, as you saw. But this transgender issue is difficult for a lot of people on a lot of levels. Arguably, it's a civil rights issue. And if you're going to somehow take away certain, not privileges, but certain rights from transgender individuals, well, who's next? Also, is this fair? And that's why it's causing a lot of controversy. On the other hand, kind of like the abortion issue, it's very hard to argue with a belief people have about this. You know, you don't want to insult them. You want to respect their beliefs. So this is a tough one.
That one is. I was reading something yesterday where a 17-year-old was set to have a chest surgery with the mother's blessing. You know, she had signed off on it, and this boy had been living trans for several years, so it wasn't anything that was overnight. And the hospital canceled the surgery because after the president signed this bill, they didn't want to lose any of their funding.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
And so it really is now not only a moral issue, but it's boiled down to money, just like everything else.
Yeah, well, you know, there are echoes of the abortion controversy here. You know, a lot of places say they'll follow the law, but they also don't want to lose their funding. But again, it's a sort of it's a tough one because it's civil rights, not necessarily versus, but clashing with moral beliefs that need to be respected. So this is a tough one.
Yeah, for certain. How are the people of California feeling at this point about Trump's involvement when it comes to Gavin Newsom and the way the wildfires were dealt with?
Yeah, Newsom was in town this week. I think he left last night, and he did nothing but say nice things about Trump. Now, you know, go back to funding. Yeah. He wants a disaster aid. Mm. And in fairness, Trump has been pretty good when it comes to providing disaster aid during COVID, during other wildfires in his first term, and hurricanes in other states. For all the rhetoric, you know, ultimately these states, these cities get the money. How it's administered is another story. So Newsom's been tame about that. California's problem, like Connecticut to some degree, or for that matter, much of New England, it lost its clout. California, I think it's, 52 members of Congress, only 9 of them are Republicans. Kind of like New England, I think there's, one Republican left, Susan Collins in Maine. I think that's it. I might be wrong about that. And Republicans run the place. Democrats in the House just don't have the power. In the Senate, it's a little different. So California, Connecticut, these states, what do they do? Do they make nice to Trump when they need to, which is what they're doing, but at the same time speak out? Certainly nobody can call Connecticut legislators shy about expressing their views. They're really caught here in how do you work the system.
What about the report that's supposed to be released? What are you expecting to see on the whole JFK secret papers thing? Do you have any inside info to that?
You know, no, I don't. And obviously, I'm old enough to remember the assassination very well. How old I am. I was in high school at the time. And, you know, I've been hearing these conspiracy theories, second gunman theories, I mean, forever. I mean, this goes back to the mid-60s, for gosh sakes. Cokie Roberts, the NPR reporter, once said about conspiracies, she said, look, the government, look how difficult it is for the government to organize anything. You think they can cover up a conspiracy for 20, 30, 40, 50 years? It's not something that, you know, I'm waiting on with bated breath for, but I can be wrong.
You know, they had trouble with the sound system for Carrie Underwood at the inauguration. So you're right. They're not so good at that.
Yeah, exactly.
The little minutia.
Right. Have you tried lately to call Social Security and ask a question? Oh, my God.
Good luck with that. David Lightman, McClatchy, D.C. Newspapers, thank you so much for checking in with us on WTIC News Talk 1080.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.